Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is September 2nd, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, World War II and combat officially ends in the Pacific Theater as the Instrument of Surrender of Japan is signed by the Japanese Foreign Minister Mamoru Shigemitsu and is accepted aboard the battleship USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. Also in 1945, Vietnam declares its independence, forming the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. In 1946, the Interim Government of India is formed when Jawaharlal Nehru is named as Vice President. In 1957, President Diem of South Vietnam becomes the first foreign head of state to make a state visit to Australia. In 1958, a United States Air Force C-130A is shot down by fighters over Yerevan, Armenia, when it strays into Soviet airspace while conducting a signal intelligence mission. All crew members are killed. In 1960, the first election of the Parliament of the Central Tibetan Administration in the history of Tibet takes place. The Tibetan community observes this day as Democracy Day. In 1970, NASA announces the cancellation of two Apollo missions to the moon, Apollo 15, the designation is reused by a later mission, and Apollo 19. In 1987, in Moscow, the trial of 19-year-old Matthias Rust takes place. He's the one who flew his Cessna airplane into Red Square in May of 1987. In 1990, Transnistria is unilaterally proclaimed a Soviet republic. The Soviet president, Mikhail Gorbachev, declares the decision null and void. And in 1991, the United States formally recognizes the independence of the Baltic states Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, September 2nd. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.